Hi, Betty?
Yeah.
Hi, Betty. My name is Jesse. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. How's your day so far?
Calling from where?
National Opinion Survey.
Oh, my day's been good.
Day's so okay. It's good to hear. And real quick, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and I was wondering, do you have a few minutes to complete a survey for me?
I don't know. I'll try.
You'll try? Okay. Well, hey, it says, the saying goes, it doesn't hurt to try, right? Okay. So let's go ahead and get started right here. It takes about 7 to 10 minutes. So if you could just be patient with me and bear with me. The questions are about the political parties and the elections coming up this November, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I am speaking with Betty, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Does anyone in your household work for media, news outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. You are 18 years or older and registered to vote, right?
I am.
Okay. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
66.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where zero means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year.
I am extremely motivated to vote.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important or about the same?
What was the rating?
Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important or about the same?
I'm going to say more important.
Okay, is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Democrat, but when you get behind the polls, you do what you want to do.
I completely respect your opinion. Would you stand behind Democrat as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Say that again.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I would approve.
Okay, I have a question. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Next one. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that, the direction the country is headed in?
Oh, dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And in your own opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm probably staying about the same.
Staying the same, okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select upon two. I'm going to read, let me read the entire selection first, okay? Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select upon two. So I'm going to read you a list, okay? Border security, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student loans, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflating and lowering the cost of goods. Which one of those, or which two of those would you say that is more important for the members of Congress to focus on?
I would say the schools.
Okay, schools.
And the border control.
Border security, okay. Let's go on to the next. You're doing great so far. We're about 30% done. So if you could just please bear with me. This is helping me out a lot, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, okay? Which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel towards Republicans in Congress?
About a 50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
What about Joe Biden?
Yes, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
You shouldn't be asking an educator about that, so I feel like 85%.
85%. I know it's not about, my opinion doesn't matter right here, but I will like to give you a little tip. Speak your mind, and whatever comes to your chest, just bring it out, okay? Whatever your opinion is, it doesn't matter if it's my educated guess or yours, just say it, and we'll note it down. And your opinion is 100% confidential. It's not being shared. It's just for the polls, okay?
Okay.
All right, so next question. Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
One?
Okay. Cornel West.
Huh?
Cornel West?
Don't know.
Don't know? Okay.
Don't know him.
I'm sorry?
Don't know him.
Okay.
Don't know that person.
Okay. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Don't know that person.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Probably about 75.
75, okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Democrats?
Yes, Democrats in Congress.
I'm going to say about
65. Okay. Mark K. Robinson.
I've heard of him.
You can always put zero means that you feel very cold or unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Well, let me do 50 because I'm really not sure what it is. I've heard of it, but
you know, these are not final answers going on to your election card, so you can put whatever you want right here. In other words, if you never heard of them, you can always select that. That's an option here.
Right.
Or if you'd like to give no opinion, I can also put that too.
Okay.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Josh Stain?
No opinion.
Okay. Let's see here. And Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott.
Oh, no opinion. I don't know who.
Okay, let's go on to the next. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote for? If you are undecided, please say so as well.
Undecided?
Okay. If the general elections for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, and Democrat Josh Stein, for whom would you vote? Or are you undecided?
Josh Stein.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration and what they're doing?
Just a little bit on the news.
Only a little bit? Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Probably more favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And in your own words, if you could just give me one sentence, what have you heard, read, or seen that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
That he's willing to work with health care, Medicare, whatever that is.
Okay. So in your own words, I put he is willing to work with health care and Medicare, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to the next. You're doing a great job, by the way. We're about 70% done, so we're almost through, okay? And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I have.
You have? Is that yes a lot, yes some, only a little bit, nothing at all? Honest, please. This is exactly what these services for. You can speak your mind. Right now, you can definitely speak your mind.
It's somewhat a lot.
Someone a lot. So
that was the trial and everything that went on.
Of course, that is headline news, right? So who would have heard anything about it? I include myself, but this isn't about me. What's important is about your opinion, okay? So you say yes a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay, and has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. Is that somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable. Okay.
Okay. So we're almost through here. Please bear with me. In your own words, and what have you read, seen, or heard make you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? Or if, let me rephrase this, okay? Whatever you've read, seen, or heard, what is it that's made you less favorable of Donald Trump? This is word for word. I have to put this in a sentence. If you could put in a sentence exactly what you are expressing, this is exactly what I'll put, okay?
Okay. I've heard that he was more of a crook.
Okay. I heard he is more of a crook.
That's good enough.
Okay, and I like to read you what some other have said, and they believe
I might have a copy of it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to our African-American community right now? You may choose two. Okay, so I'll read you a list. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. The lack of quality education opportunities. Donald Trump getting elected president again. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in the community. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Rising crime and violence. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Out of that list, can you give me two choices, please?
The rise of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you need me to
about
repeat
the jobs.
Them, okay.
Something
the
about
ones
the jobs.
About jobs are a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community.
There you go.
Okay. So that's two. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue, okay? You let me know if Trump or Joe Biden is better at dealing with the issue I'm going to read you, okay? So, growing in the income and increasing economical opportunities for people like you and myself, do you believe Trump is better with that, or do you believe Joe Biden is better with that? I'll read that to you again. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you and myself.
Biden,
okay. Much more better, or just... Much better.
Yeah, I think it would be much more better.
Much more better. So, okay. Much more better. Okay. Securing our borders. Do you think Trump will be better at that or Biden? And if you believe much more better or somewhat better?
Can I have no opinion on that one?
You know what? You do have that option. Do you want to refuse to answer that?
I do.
Okay. Excuse me. Let's go on to the next one. Implementing common sense gun reform that help to keep guns out of hands of people who shouldn't have them?
I think Biden would be better.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Bringing down prescription drugs, the cost of prescription drugs.
Okay, I'll read it again. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes, ma'am.
Biden.
Much more better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better? Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Do you believe Trump would be better at controlling that issue or Biden?
No comment on that one.
Okay. Just to make this clear, because we are in a recorded line, this is you refuse to answer this one, right?
Yes.
Which is completely fine. Okay. The next one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Much more better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better, okay. Very important that we emphasize that. So we're about 80% complete here, so please bear with me. You're doing an excellent job. I highly appreciate that you're participating in this, okay? And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Oh, okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
You agree? Okay. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with that statement.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree with what I just said. I disagree with it.
Okay, so you strongly disagree with the statement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
Daily? Okay. Is this very often or often?
Often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, or other? You could choose two.
Facebook
is one. We have TikTok, Twitter, X, Instagram, or YouTube?
YouTube,
okay. All right, we're almost done right here. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? Which is the last grade of schooling that you completed? These are the options.
I have a
Go ahead.
I have a master's degree.
master's degree. Okay, so postgraduate, master's degree. Okay, here it is. Excuse me on that. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married for 45 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Hopefully I can see that one year. Hope I pray to my Lord that I can see that one day, okay? So married for 45 years. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have one that just turned 18, so.
So that's it.
I don't
right?
have any now. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Does he live with you?
He doesn't now.
Okay, so that's going to be no. That just to make it fair, the question is, do you have any children 18 years of age and younger living in your household?
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
So what was that about? What was that issue on?
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Okay, twice a week. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, or about half, or less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About 5%.
Five?
5%.
5%, so hardly any then, right?
Hardly any. There is some, but hardly.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Not to my knowledge.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. I highly appreciate your time. You've been a great sport. You have yourself a wonderful evening, ma'am.
You too.
Bye now. And another.